You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back on another episode of Friends Next Door. This is Mia.
It's Dan.
It's Kwan.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Here we are.
We had some technical difficulties last week.
But it's okay. You guys are going to get even better. It'll be even better this time around.
Yes.
Sorry for our absence.
Yeah.
We've had some equipment failures, but we're back.
We are. And then I'm saying it's okay because the topic of today is actually my favorite topic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I love traveling. Mm-hmm. And I've had my fair share of traveling with friends, different type of traveling.
Different groups of people.
Just totally different experience from one travel to another. So we thought, why don't we talk about it? Especially this is fresh on Dan's mind because you recently came back from a trip. And then I know, Kwan, you also am not here that much.
Well, also, this stemmed from a conversation you guys had.
It stemmed from a conversation we had.
True.
About a potential trip that you might take together.
Which is why we wanted to... See, Mia's backing out already.
No. I'm saying...
Which is why we wanted to do this episode.
Right. But it was a casual-ish conversation.
Very casual, talking about
how the trip went. Yeah. It was me, Kwan, and two other friends. So we thought it would be interesting to also have it recorded. On tape.
That's right.
I'm curious. How did this conversation start the vetting who you travel with?
Okay. Well, so the question of the episode is should you vet the people that you travel with and what should you vet on more so? Because the conversation started off with, so Mia and other friends were fresh off of this travel trip that they had just done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we were just like jokingly, casually being like, oh, we should all go again with this group of people. And I was like, oh yeah, I have no qualms. Like, this group of people is like great. Like,
you automatically assumed this is totally fine.
I did.
But then somebody was like, hold on.
But little to my knowledge, then this is good. This is why I think it's a good episode topic, because somebody else was like, oh, I like, what do you like to do? And I like to do X. And so the specific X is, there's this very specific, so the location we were talking about was Korea. I've never been to Korea. That's also maybe part of it too.
Mm.
But there's a very specific coffee experience I think that you can get in Korea. It's very like one-on-one, very intimate, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't drink coffee. I didn't think that was a prerequisite that would bar me from this experience. Because one of the conclusions that I made from it is like, okay, I can still go and just kind of like be there.
If you don't share the same interests, passions, you're still willing to go.
I'm still willing to go. But I don't think, I think it was questionable if others wanted
to go.
And
other
so
people,
then I was like, oh, is this like kind of an exclusionary, like
experience
then? So then this led us to this conversation, this topic rather. Yeah. So.
And I think the one, we were talking about our travel, but two, I also like to ask people just question around, you know, their travel style. Like, what do you like to do when you're traveling? Because I like to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, you do need to vet the people that you travel with. Not necessarily to like be exclusionary, but just so that you have a certain expectation going in.
Totally. And I'm on board. To answer the first question, I think you should definitely vet who you travel with, obviously. We're not trying to travel with randos. Sometimes that can be fun in a certain season of your life, whatever. But see, to me, the group had already been vetted. Because it was like a group of people that I already think are cool.
Okay.
Basically, if I already think you're cool, I don't think that there's that much more. And I don't think that you're that particular. Yeah. If you're not super type A or like whatever. And depending on the trip, we will probably get into it. There's a lot of different types of trips too.
Yeah.
So if this is like kind of casual, a little bit open, like everybody kind of can talk about it versus like, we're going here to do this and we're not doing anything outside of this. Then you're like, okay, maybe this isn't for me because I'm not interested in this.
But the coffee was only one aspect of the trip.
The coffee was only one aspect of the trip. And let me give some more context about this coffee experience, okay? Yeah. Because when I was first told that, I obviously know that this person loves coffee. Mm-hmm. That's a widely known fact mm-hmm. among the group, right?
Yes, that's right.
But when she said, oh, I'm going to check out all these coffee shops. I have a list of coffee shops I want to go to, both in Japan and in Korea. Mm. I thought, cool. I also need coffee while traveling. Exactly. Yeah. Like I also want to check out the coffee scene over there. But also I didn't really know what I was getting myself into because one, I'm a casual
coffee connoisseur.
Right. Casual. Right. Casual. So then I'm just like, I'll just grab whatever. But then the places that we went to are specialty coffee places where
serious connoisseur.
I think so. At least a step above what I'm used to, right? Because this is like pure pour over coffee.
Right.
So you enjoy the taste of
I mean, real coffee. What makes it even more intimate than just somebody making you a cup of coffee? Like, I'm hearing that this is even more specialized. Like, there's nothing like this in America, right? Yeah, because
they ask you for your preferences. Mm. What kind of coffee do you like?
Oh,
do you have any?
It's like a coffee bartender almost.
Yeah, it totally kind of. Is like yeah. that because it's yeah. like a small space. Each one has their customer that they like talk to, yeah. and they make coffee. They chat about coffee.
Oh my god, have you guys ever seen this movie called? This is one of my favorite movies. It's called Sideways.
No.
You never, okay, no. So this movie is basically it's kind of like what we're talking about. This one guy takes his best friend on his bachelor party, but the expectations are different. The guy that takes the groom, he plans this elaborate Napa Valley wine tasting where it's hardcore. They hit up every winery and the people sit, they give you the wine, they talk to you about it.
Yeah. Right.
But the notes and the notes, swirl and the blah, blah, blah.
The taste profile.
But that was the entire trip.
Yeah. Yep.
Whereas the other guy was like, wait, I thought we were only doing this a little bit and like maybe hitting a bar, you know, doing some shenanigan stuff. And the guy's like, no, this is only going to be like extreme tastings. It's kind of like
that's
that.
Basically the equivalent of
good,
that.
Yeah. I honestly think that's a good analogy because yeah. like if
they
that's
didn't
the
vet
whole
each other apparently.
But like you don't know what you don't know, so right? Yeah. So I didn't even think of I didn't really mind it, but yes, I guess the way that she sees it, it's a whole experience yeah. where she wants to like sit down and then enjoy the notes and the yeah. taste profile, and then she like takes a sip and then she would go I think I can taste a hint of this, you know?
So it sounds like while she might be okay that Kwan is on the trip, she really wants other people to be very involved in this experience.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Yes. That's right. So because she feels like you're going to a bar and then you don't order any.
But so two things. I agree. I feel like it's like the analogy of like the, if you're going to all these wineries and you aren't partaking, I think some people may find that maybe even slightly rude or kind of odd or awkward or whatever. I have just certainly gone to many, many a bar and always, and also many, many a coffee. Like I am usually the one person that doesn't drink coffee. I ordered coffee. How much time has Joe have gotten coffee? We go every time. Yeah. I'm always there. So to me, I'm like, I've gone to 5,000 bars yeah. and like never drank a thing. Mm. And so I could see how like there's, again, like there's like, maybe if we take the alcohol, for example, if people have never gone to a bar or a winery with somebody who doesn't drink, they might be like, whoa, this is, we can't like, do it then. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, we can definitely still do it. Yeah. There are still like vibes and like, to me, it's like the company, like, is it only just about the drink? It's like, there's like friends,
yeah, there's other things you're going to do.
There's other things. So, but I could see like the juxtaposition, again, like the mismatch of expectation, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So that was interesting, especially when you said it's an, you guys are being exclusionary. Like, whoa, that's an interesting take.
Yeah. It was a good conversation.
I mean, I
yeah.
think like different times of your life, when I was much younger in college, I think the mystery, like you don't know what you're going to get. And the more the merrier, that's what fueled my trip. So you want to have more people go and the more personalities, like let's say when I was younger, we would all like our guys trips would be 10, 15 guys going to Montreal. We'd take like two cars, you know, or going to Vegas and hell, you know, you don't have to do everything together, yeah. and you want some crazy characters in there to make yeah. it interesting. But as I got older, I valued, you know, I have less and less time, and the trips are costing more each time. So now I'm like, yeah, I would really want to make sure that the people I go with, in the sense that I want to pre-vet, like, is this going to be a good travel partner? You know, because you're going to spend a lot of time with them. And so for me, like, we went on, me and Mia, like, we went on a trip. We didn't really vet each other out in terms of our travel habits, right. but it worked out really well.
Right.
Right. But I mean, who knows? It could have been bad.
Right.
You know, if somebody.
So true.
Yeah. we were all very chill. Went with the flow. I think if somebody had an idea, we would go with it. But there are other people that, you know, maybe like in your friend group, it's like, no, we got to hit this spot and full participation required.
or at least like yeah. we didn't sit down.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like the planning. The planning yeah. is also
because, like,
an indication.
There are different types of trips,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So if you can tell, like, you know, going into a trip, whether like if it's more chill or if it's less chill.
So
if you don't want it to be as chill, so I'm defining chill as there's no set itinerary, nothing is pre-booked. You know, you don't really know exactly what you're doing. And sometimes that can work if, one, you know it's just going to be a chill trip anyway. Maybe there's already a vet. For you guys, it was like Disney, right? That you already had like a thing. So, or you trust the people. You got to trust the people enough to be like, I trust whatever. They'll come up with a plan or I'll come. You have a lot of trust. So one of those. Because if it's chill, you got to be okay with like, we're not going to do very much. Or there's already something going on. Or you trust the abilities of other people. So if somebody's really like, I want to have like high impact on this trip, right? You want to get a lot of stuff done. I think you can kind of tell like, oh, it's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you learn. At least I learned. I learned in the past. I would go and be like, oh, like we'll come up with stuff. And then people don't come up with stuff. They have a bunch of objections and no ideas. I'm like, no more. This is not again.
So maybe the vetting doesn't just happen before that one particular trip, but rather it is throughout the years because you, right? Yeah. You're continually vetting because then you learn from experience. Like you go traveling with this person and then you learn about what it's like when you travel with them. And then the next time around, you're like, do I want that kind of trip?
You also learn about yourself. Yeah. Sure. I think that's the biggest thing because it's like if you know you want to do a lot of things, but you go on a trip with a bunch of like chill people that are like, don't make decisions as fast as you do or like, we'll just see how it goes. I do think you're setting yourself up for a little bit of failure there or it's for you to practice being matching that vibe or whatever. So I think it's like you learn a lot about yourself.
Cause there's definitely I see two types of travelers. Like I have to do everything. This is very Asian also. I feel like
money's worth, right?
Bang for the buck. Or I mean, I don't know. It might not just be Asian, but in my experience, when I've seen other people travel, especially with my family, they want to take that picture. They want to tick off the experience, right? Cause they think that, oh, like I come to New York, I have to hit up these spots, or we go to Las Vegas and we have to do all these. So that can, you know, that could definitely be not the type of trip you've imagined. Because for Yi, for example, like her and I, we don't need to do everything. So we actually, and we need like breaks, like built-in breaks.
I think break days are important.
Yeah, break days, breaks in the day.
Oh, like throughout the day. Yeah.
Well, actually throughout the day is normal for people, right? Break days are not often done.
Right.
I'll give you guys an example. I'll give you guys an example. Like if you, let's say you go to Disney, like you and I like to take Disney much slower than a lot of people. So if you're.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on. Let me know.
What is your definition of like, because why don't you tell people about your recent Disney trip?
Oh yeah. So
how many parks did you go to in how many days?
So
Mia's challenging you.
So the funny thing is like we went we did all the four Disney parks, right?
Right.
And then we did in 3 days. So two in one day, then one each other day. And then we did a Universal park one of the days. So when I think it's very normal for people to do one park a day. I think it's normal to do two parks a day. But when we're there, and see, the only way you could do it is you don't do everything. You do like 20% of the things in the park.
Oh, right?
I
like
see.
Her, you and I like to go to the park just to be there. Like I like walking.
Walked
just
in.
Like being in
next
there.
One.
Yeah. No, like spending time walking in the park, not doing anything.
Oh.
Right? Because most people are like, I've got to get on the rides. I've got to, you know, I have a whole checklist. So we had a checklist this time. It was just like a fraction of what it, the idea wasn't let's do everything. It was let's just do these specific things. And we did them. And then we're like, okay, but some other person might be like, we have to do everything.
Yeah.
Like that person that needs to go on every ride.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need to go on every ride.
What's interesting to me, because we talked about doing a Disney trip at some point, right? With the same group we went to Orlando with a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then the fact that Yi made a whole presentation for this trip.
Amazing.
And then she also printed out a copy for each of us. And then
was this
she goes
for the first trip?
Second trip.
Oh,
because the first trip we winged it.
Second trip didn't happen.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But then the second time around, she like gives us each a printout of all the rides that are in Disney. And I'm like,
wow.
I don't even know. Because she goes, pick the ones that you want. And then we can figure out how to plan the day, right?
She will put together the itinerary.
See, this
exactly.
Is, yeah. And I think she even asked people like, what's your style? Like, do you want to do everything or do you want to do some?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do the more sought after,
popular
stuff? But see, like to me, she's really the perfect person for me to travel with because I'm like a prince, like I'm the passenger prince. Like I just trust that you got a great time planned for me.
Mm.
You know, I don't like need to. I don't have any specific requests, and she'll tailor my time. So
that's
this is like
sweet.
Great.
Like you already know the speed at which she's moving. So and you're like I'm okay with that.
And we're like adaptable passenger. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, because the couple that we went with are very close friends. We gelled very well because the other guy, it was another couple. He actually did even more than you did. He made a PowerPoint presentation. Well, you made a PowerPoint presentation, but he made one even more in depth. Like, because he had like a whole strategy.
How so?
Strategy.
He had a whole strategy. He had like the map. He would pull. So we did this real time on Zoom. So you pull up a map and then he'd be like, my strategy is to do everything in a counterclockwise or clockwise rotation, right?
Very methodical.
Very methodical. So he's like, so we can efficiently do all the things we want without wasting like steps.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
But question, when somebody presents that to you, that like methodical approach, because I've also gotten a similar spreadsheet like shared with me, like every hour is itinerized and like there's time to walk to another place, like buffers are built in. How do you feel when you receive something like that? Mia's face
overwhelmed. I love that because
really
like, yeah,
down to the hour.
I mean,
and even buffer,
as long as like my travel partners and I have an understanding that we can also deviate, right? So I like structure, but I also like the ability to deviate. So who I probably wouldn't get along with is somebody who cannot deviate from the script. Who's like, no, we have to be at this place
six,
at this time.
At 5:45, we need to leave.
We need to leave. Because I'm like, what if I'm enjoying this experience and I want to stay here? Mm. Or what if I get tired? I
don't want to go.
I want to cancel the entire evening. So I think that for me, that's like where your travel partners are important so that everyone has a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, being flexible is very important, but also I don't like not having a strategy. I'm just always with people who have more of an initiative to have one. If not, I'll take the step. I mean, for my job, I plan out our tour, you know, an apartment tour down to the minute, right?
Yeah.
So I can do it. Mm. I'd rather not do it, which is great, but I want to know that if we don't do everything, is everybody gonna be okay? Yeah. Mm-mm. Or like each person would be like, here's the one thing that I need to do. Mm. And then we will make time for that, you know? Mm. And then we're good. Mm. So I think it's important also for me to find good travel mates too. And then it's not just like what you do. It's also like how much you spend.
That's a good that's one.
I'm sure you guys have been in situations multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's picking a restaurant, picking where you stay, picking the flight, picking the length. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Budgeting. Because if you stay for 3 days versus if you stay for 5 days, it's a different price.
Because you don't want to have a bad feeling like, I didn't really want to spend. Or be like, I wanted to spend more, but other people didn't. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think especially if like the people that you travel with, there may be people do different things. People have different jobs. Yeah. And so just the willingness to spend is
also effective. It has less to do with how much money you make, but it's how much you're willing to spend.
That's right.
Like you might not like in your case, Kwan, would you go to the cafe with the ladies and would you,
spend
and would you
spend $12 coffee,
American
US
dollars for one cup of Joe?
It's a really good Joe.
So I think
I might add.
Okay. So I think like what realistically would probably happen is I might go like one out of the six or something like
six
that.
Six times? Wait, so you would go once a day if you're there for
We went once a day.
Okay, once a
we
day
went
is fine.
Every day.
Would you go to like two different places?
I think we did go one in the morning, in the afternoon.
Then she's like, that's also like if you go to Japan, you might want to eat a lot of
ramen sushi, whatever.
Or Kobe right?
Yeah.
So she's like, listen, we're in South Korea. Coffee culture is high here. Let's do the best of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one of the destination reasons, right?
That's a priority item.
I'd rather eat some kimbap.
Mia might be like, I want to hit up the K-pop
shop. The K-pop shop.
K-pop
museum. I almost did. Yeah. Not K-pop museum, but I almost did go to a concert. And I don't think she wouldn't have gone with me.
Okay.
So in that case, I agree with you. I would like to reserve the rights to also split up when.
Yes.
Yes.
If and when needed.
Because men and women too, like I love shopping. My wife loves shopping. If you go with other, like say a couple, I'd tell you right now, not all guys like shopping.
Oh, for sure.
And in fact, they might be like, you shop, I go do something else.
Yeah.
Whereas you got to build time for that.
Yeah.
Like merch, like that's an experience in itself. You know, you can't just wave it off like, they're going to go shopping. It's like, you better either not be an obstacle or join them and be happy about it. You know?
No, but yeah, the financial situation of like how much you're willing or even time and money, how much you're willing to spend doing something and how much money you're willing to spend doing something. I think that's where it comes out in the questions that you, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And then typically, unless I think I gave this example before, unless it's like astronomical. So I went on a trip and we were in Argentina and like the first day people were like, we're going to try to get tickets for the Taylor Swift concert because a lot of people from the US were flying to different places
in
the world.
It's also really hard to get tickets.
It's really hard to get tickets. It's also cheap in other parts of the world. You make a trip out of it, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And me and Joe were just like not ready to like just blow like hundreds of dollars and get like nosebleeds most likely. And so that was okay. The group split up and it was also for them, you know, it was down to the second of whether they were scammer tickets. You never know.
So that was also my situation.
And so we were like, we'll just go for a dinner. Like we'll have a date night, you know, we'll just hang out. And so that's where if you do that earlier though, right, you're like, maybe somebody wants to do this, like, you know, whatever, scuba diving experience or like this, like whatever these types of experiences. And you're just like, okay, like you can do like, ideally they have a buddy. Yeah. What sucks is if like only one person wants to do and it's the one thing they really want to do.
Yeah.
And that's where like, you know, you rely on social dynamics, be like, oh, I'll go with you or like whatever. But like, that's where I think people kind of figure it out. that way.
I think also the number of people on the trip is important. That's why when it's just you and another person, that makes it tough, because then you kind of feel like you have to do everything together.
Yeah.
There's more pressure to do that.
Yes.
But then if there's a third person, fourth person, I think that will make it better.
Yes.
100%.
Ideally, like, you don't feel bad. You're like, I'll go by myself. That's okay. We can be separate. But there's a lot of times, I've certainly been on a trip where it's been helpful to have a third person.
Yeah.
Because it breaks the tie. It breaks the boat. So then everybody does it together.
I think the three of us, would you say we're all pretty adaptable?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Because you've been on like two person trips.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You were more like going with the flow kind of person.
Yeah. Because like the previous, not this last one, but the second to last trip that I took was like a different speed.
Yeah.
And also just like more chill.
And a lot of the things came from, like a lot of the ideas and things to do came from the other person.
We kind of talked about it together. So we had a rough idea mm-hmm. of what we were going to do, but then we didn't really plan it down to like the hour. You know what I mean?
Mia is not into that.
No. that just gives me pressure, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
To see it down to that level of granularity.
If we did that, I think as long as you knew, okay, this, we can be flexible. This is just a framework.
Yes.
Because it's good to have.
Yes.
Because the other thing is when we went to Disney, well, it was also during COVID,
mm-hmm.
but then you actually had to reserve, when it wasn't COVID, you have to reserve restaurants weeks in advance in Disney World, by mm-hmm. the way, guys, if you ever go. If you don't reserve the restaurants, the sit-down restaurants, you will not get a seat even like three, four a week
Hold
before.
On, this is true until today?
Yeah. So like during COVID, we didn't know like that. Because the restaurants weren't really seating people anyways, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
if you remember, it was weird. But the next year you and I went, she read on a forum, you better, and then she reserved. Mm-hmm. And of course, like that day, if you try to reserve stuff, like
there's
you can't
nothing.
Get it. Mm-hmm. So you also don't want to not plan, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to, if you're expecting a good time, you don't want to be like, oh, let's just wing it. And then somebody's like, hey man, what am I wasting my money? You know, you get that one person like, wait, we can't do any of these things.
Yeah. Since when did Disney require reservations for?
So all the in-park dining restaurants, not the fast casual, all of them require reservations because they get booked up. Right. So you can eat at like the casual places where you order and then they give it to you. And they're pretty good. But if you want to like have table service in a themed restaurant, you have to reserve.
And this is like for all experience. Disney?
All Disney parks, yeah.
Ah,
but there was one where you had to even stay on the resort, this fried chicken place we went to, and you can't even get a normal reservation if you don't stay in the park on a specific resort property.
Was it really good?
Yeah, it was really good. I was like, man, there's some perks staying on... staying on the resorts,
yeah,
you know.
But it sounds like for you, Mia, seeing something so meticulously done, it sounds like it adds like pressure for you. You feel like you have to stick by it because somebody maybe like took the time to do all of that, even though, because I will sometimes I'll do that and I'm like literally we could throw all of this away and it's okay, but it's to be able to have thought through it all is helpful sometimes, because then it's like, oh, we know all the ideas, but like something could happen last minute. We could just throw it all away.
I also,
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Depends on the person. Some people would not be okay.
Right.
So
right.
I just remember too, I used to go on two people trips.
You like used one, to like yeah. multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back, I was way more chill then.
Cause ooh.
I would be like, yeah, whatever. Let's just do whatever. Like, I would let the other person take the lead. It was their checklist, and I was like tagging along, and I would have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's more fun when there's three or even four.
Yeah,
I do think at some point though,
it's too big.
It might be too. If it's too big, then it's like it's kind of like a different dynamic, right?
It's completely different. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
And at my age, and like when I have time to travel, I get less and less opportunities to go, you know, to have these trips where it's like, big trip. Everyone just goes here and we figure it out later kind of thing. You know, I'm like, let's figure it out before.
I think that's fair.
So does that mean that your travel style has changed over time?
I think so. Also, it's changed because I only travel with Yi now. Because before, I wouldn't only travel with her, right? I would even go on like more guy trips, which I don't really do much anymore. And now it's tough because like I used to take ski trips and she doesn't ski. So those are pretty much, it would have to be like us going somewhere and skiing was like a very small part of the trip. It wouldn't be like dedicated to skiing, which that those used to be like, all right, we're only going to this place so we can ski every day. Yeah. And the priority is skiing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, hey, you guys want to go skiing maybe one of those days? You know,
it's hard to do skiing on the side.
I mean, if you're like if you go upstate, like you could if enough people did it.
Yeah.
Like, cause Yi doesn't. She doesn't have to do it.
She doesn't.
And it's only from like, whatever, like 10 to 2 anyways, right? Or 3. So, you know, but it's like.
I don't ski. Like how? Do you ski all day? Like, do you need the whole day to ski?
It really depends on the person.
You can't ski past 3 p.m. anyways because there are no lights.
Right. It really depends on the person. It depends on the resort. Some resorts have lights. A lot of places, they start closing to the top of the mountain at like 2 or 3 because it gets dangerous because the visibility is bad. But it really depends on the person. Like I know people who will wake up early and hike to the powder. Like hike to the powder at like 7 a.m. And then they'll ski till 3. And so it really like depends because if you like skiing, it's super fun. It's a great workout. Like, you know, it can be really fun. So it really depends on the person. It really depends on the people. See, it depends on the trip. I think our takeaway in terms of like vetting people for trips is like, it depends on the trip. If it's like, you're going there for a specific thing, you're going there for bachelor party, you're not going there for skiing, you're going there for Disney. That's a really different trip than, oh, we're going to go together as a group of people and we are going to decide what to do. Like those are different vibes.
And so, I think when you add in the couples traveling, it's a lot.
It's another different vibe.
Because you also don't want your partner to be unhappy either, right? So there's a lot of, but you know, but it sounds complicated, but for some reason, you know, that's why you travel. Some of the people maybe you had one okay experience or one great one. And then, you know, like, hey, this is the type of traveler we like to travel with. So in the future, you look out, you're already vetting basically, you know.
But it sounds like the way your maybe travel style has changed is like in the past, it sounds like you were open to like different types of characters and traveling with them. And now you're like, nope. Like,
because I'm very adaptable and Yi's not as, I would say. So like, she just won't even go if she knows that it's not going to be the same vibe. So she, I don't know how or when she does it. She's always vetting, right? So when she decides to go, it's going to be good. So because I only travel with her now, I'm kind of like in that lane. Whereas before, I'm like, whatever, like plug me in, I will have a good time. I don't care.
Adaptable, you know? Very adaptable.
Super adaptable. Yeah. As long as it's a place I want to go to and the reason to go, you know, like Vegas.
And maybe, would you consider the price? Like if it's
at this point in my life, as long as I can afford it, I don't care.
Okay.
But I would opt for more luxurious.
That's right.
Right? In the past. Oh, yeah. Okay. So when Yi and I first met, I was 29. So when you're in your early 30s, like, I thought back, right? When I was in my early 30s, a lot of my friends still did the thing where they rented like a big house. And they invited
everyone they knew.
Everyone. And to them, it's like, the more the merrier. People, some of them would be couples. Some of them would be individuals. But when you got to this house, like one time I went to the Poconos and Yi never went on these type of trips as a young person. She didn't have friends. She didn't grow up like I did, where you just crammed a bunch of people in a house, right? So she got there. She didn't know what the situation would be, but basically the sleeping situation is like, it's just like, 8 beds in a room, then like a couch, like on the listing on the Airbnb, it'd be like 14 beds.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. You just pick a bed. And then so if you're a couple, you just pick a bed. Yeah. And there's another bed next to you. I'm like, and at first I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, just pick a bed. And then you could tell she was like, but there's all these strangers.
Like,
I don't
what
know.
Do you
like,
mean? Just
right
make a bed
next to me, and it's like, but it's not about the privacy. It's about
the
company, the you know,
yeah.
like the. And I could tell she like was not into it. You know, and she's like, and from then on, we never went on another. Like, it would be like, no, we never went on another one of those. Like, I'd be like, hey, my friends are having, but also that was early 30s. Like, we don't do that anymore. Like, I'm in my 40s now. Like you don't, right? Like,
no,
you're not like,
usually,
I'm renting a house, come by. Like, doesn't happen anymore.
That's true.
Well, okay.
That's true.
Yeah. Still, so I, at least I'm still in the camp of big house, but like
rooms. No, this was a room with 30 beds, and then downstairs
was living room
with like couches.
And it wasn't a hostel. It was yours.
No,
it was
like the big, it was a humongous
huge house
in the Poconos.
Wow.
Right? And then she had a good time. Don't get me wrong.
I'm
good. We, you know.
I'm good.
Oh, and then I also realized she's like, I don't want to go on a canoe. You know, all these outdoor things. I'm like, yo, let's go on a canoe. I'm going to like paddle the canoe like the notebook.
Like
you know?
The notebook.
She's like, no. Like, it's cold. It's windy.
Was
like
that the first time you guys traveled?
It sounds like
No. We traveled.
Or at least one of the earlier times?
We traveled a lot. This is the first time we traveled to like a group.
Mm, you know, like a big group.
Like a huge group type
of
travel.
Big group. Okay.
No, we would travel ourselves before that.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
It's
different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's different.
Man, I got to ask her about that.
Oh,
I'm going to bring that
God.
Up later. Be like, do you remember that time? She'll be like, yeah. No, but like she... This is how I knew she was a keeper. Like, I knew she wasn't the most enthralled by the trip, but she still was like,
she stuck it.
I want to talk to your
that's
friends.
Really cool.
That's true.
Da, da, da.
That's
like,
really
there
cool.
were some fun moments,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then
great.
She was like, yeah, let's not do that again. I'm like, I was also like, I don't want to sleep in this room with 30 other beds. I was also thinking that. I was like, yeah, maybe not again.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Because those couple, because like, and I grew up, you know, like a lot of these people I've known for a long time.
You've also known.
But I'm still like, I kind of want my own room at this point, you know? So at that point, I was like, any trip I take with other people, I need my own room. Like, this is not going to work.
Oh, the growth.
The growth.
I mean, in a way, in that
sense,
I'm still in the
earlier phase in life. Like, it's not like I want to share a room with like 30 other people, but also
sharing beds is also a sensitive thing,
yeah, totally.
Right? Not everyone is willing to do it.
Yeah.
And then I never really thought of it as like a thing.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up with like sisters and I'm used to sharing a bed. So I didn't really think that it was a big deal. But then to some people it is.
For some people it's a big no-no.
So if I go...
Never in their life could they imagine.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? So that's just with a couple. But if I went right now by myself on a guy trip, I don't care about sharing beds. Because you're comfortable with the other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really is the couple's thing. Where
yeah,
you don't want
okay.
your mate to be uncomfortable. Right,
right, right.
But
right.
I'm like, no, but some couples don't care. They're like, yeah, we'll take the couch. You could sleep in the same room. Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of weird. You know. But if I was by myself, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I feel like we've touched on all the different types of trips.
We
like
have.
Big trips, one-on-one trips.
So what's the verdict? Are you guys going on a trip next year? The four?
I think, see, this is the part of it, right? When a trip happens, it's like people are down, but then the commit, you like people got to commit.
Yeah, you got
to. Right? You got to like buy the stuff, book the stuff. We'll see.
You got to make it official.
I think we should start small, baby steps.
Yeah, me
start with
like
a weekend trip.
That's your
test drive.
Yeah.
Your test
well, like,
driving.
Well,
this
what's
whole
a domestic
thing.
Trip with you guys? No, like, where?
No,
where'd
I don't
you
know.
Go?
I don't know.
I believe in
go
us.
Go to like Maine.
I believe in us. I'm confident we can weather all the storms.
Yeah.
So I'm
do
down.
Like a upstate, you know, foliage trip.
That's what I'm thinking. That could that's very doable.
You know,
But
if it flies,
that's good.
Check go to a coffee shop. Go get coffee every day and see if it flies.
Sounds good. I'm down.
We'll do it.
Yes. All right. I think that's all we got today. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye.